ರಧಾಮದವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗುಪ್ಪಿ ಜನ್ನ ಬಲ್ಲವ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗುಪ್ಪಿ ಜನ್ನ ಬಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರು ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನ ಚಾರು ಜಯ ರಧಾಮದವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಭ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶಿಶಿಮಾಧಿ ಸಿವಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to Shishi Guru and Shigoranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಾಂತೋ 8 ವಿಥ್ಡ್ರಾವಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 7 ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವಾ ಸೇವ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಡ್ರಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಪಾಯ್ಸನ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 1 ಟು ನಂಬರ್ 3 ಶ್ರೀ ಶುಕೌ Actually, yeah, we chant this one responsively and then I chant the rest of the other ones. Sri Shuka Uvacha Tena Garajan Amrintya Tena Garajan Amantriya Phala Bhagena Vasukim ಪರಿಬೀಜಾ ಗಿರೌ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನೇತ್ರನ್ ಅಬ್ಧಿನ್ ಮುದಂಬಿತಾ ಆರೆ ಭೀರೆ ಸುರಾ ಜಾತಾ ಅಮಿತಾರ್ಥೆ ಕುರು ದ್ವವಹಾ ತೇನ ಗಾ ರಾಜನ್ ಅಮಂತ್ರ್ಯಾ ಫಲಭಾಗೇನ ವಾಶುಕಿಂ ಪರಿಬೀಜಾ ಗಿರೌ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನೇತ್ರನ್ ಅಬ್ಧಿಂ ಮುದಂಬಿತಾ ಆರೆ ಭೀರೆ ಸುರಾ ಜಾತಾ ಅಮಿತಾರ್ಥೆ ಕುರು ದ್ವಹಾ ತೇನಾಗಾರಾಜನ್ ಅಮಂತ್ರ್ಯ Halabhagena Vasukim Paribija Girao Tashmin Netram Abdhim Mudambita Are Bhire Surajata Amritarthe Kuru Dvaha. Christian. Srisuka Uvacha Bhagena Vasukim Paribija Girao Tashmin Netra Abdim Mudambitaha Arebhire Surajata Amritarte Kuru Dvaha. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Netran Abdin Mudambitaha. Are bhire surajata amritarthe kuru dvaha. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Te, all of them, the demigods and the demons, Nagarajam, the king of the Nagas, snakes. Amantriya, inviting or requesting. Falabhagena, by promising a share of the nectar. Vasukim, the snake Vasuki. Paribija, encircling. Girao, Mandara mountain. Tasmin, onto it. Netram, the churning robe. Abdhim, the ocean of milk. Muda ambitaha, all surcharged with great pleasure. Arebire, begin to act. Suraha, the demigods. Jatta, with great endeavor. Amrita arte, for gaining nectar. Kuru Udvaha Okin Parikshit, Vest of the Kurus. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sukadev Goswami said, O best of the Kurus, Maharaj Parikshit, the demigods and the demons summoned Vasuki, king of the serpents, requesting him to come and promising to give him a share of the nectar. They coil Vasuki around Mandara mountain as a churning rope, and with great pleasure they endeavor to produce nectar by churning the ocean of milk. Text number 2. Hari purustach jagrihe purvande vastato bhavam. Translation. The personality of Godhead, Ajita, grabs the front portion of the snake, and then the demigods follow. Text number 3. Tannai chandaita patayo mahapurusha chestitam nagrihin nagrinino bhajam pucham aher angan amangalam swadhyaja sruta sampanna prakyata jamma karma bhi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The leaders of the demons thought it unwise to hold the tail, the inauspicious portion of the snake. Instead, they wanted to hold the front, which has been taken by the personality of Godhead and the demigods, because that portion was auspicious and glorious. Thus the demons, on the plea that they were all highly advanced students of Vedic knowledge and were all famous for their birth and activities, protested that they wanted to hold the front of the snake. Purport. The demons thought that the front of the snake was auspicious and that catching hold of that portion would be more chivalrous. Chivalrous. Moreover, deities must always do the opposite of the demigods. That is their nature. We have actually seen this in relation to our Krishna conscious movement. We are advocating cow protection and encouraging people to drink more milk and eat palatable preparations made of milk. But the demons, just to protest such proposals, are claiming that they are advancing scientific knowledge, as described here by the words Swadhyaja Sruta Sampanam. They said that according to their scientific way, they have discovered that milk is dangerous and that the beef obtained by killing cows is very nutritious. This difference of opinion will always continue. Indeed, it has existed since days of yore. Millions of years ago, there was the same competition. The demons, as a result of their so-called Vedic study, preferred to hold the side of the snake near the mouth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead thought it wise to catch hold of the dangerous part of the snake and allowed the demons to hold the tail, which was not dangerous. But because of a competitive desire, the demons thought it wise to hold the snake near the mouth. If the demigods were going to drink poison, the demons will resolve, why should we not share the poison and die gloriously by drinking it? In regard to the words Swadhyaja Shruta Sampana, Pakyata jamma karma bhi. Another question may be raised. If one is actually educated in Vedic knowledge, is famous for performing prescribed activities, and has been born in a great aristocratic family, why should he be called a demon? The answer is that one may be highly educated and may have been born in an aristocratic family, but if he is godless, if he doesn't listen to the instructions of God, then he is a demon. There are many examples in history of men like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and Kamsa, who were well educated, who were born in aristocratic families, and who were very powerful and chivalrous in fighting, but who, because of deriding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were called Rakshasas, or demons. One may be very well educated, but if he has no sense of Krishna consciousness, no obedience to the Supreme Lord, he is a demon. That is described by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:15. Namanduskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaja aprahita jnana ashuram bhavan ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who take part of atheistic nature or demons, do not surrender unto me. Ashuram bhavan refers to not accepting the existence of God or the transcendental instructions of the personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita clearly consists of transcendental instructions imparted directly by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but asuras instead of accepting these instructions directly, make commentaries according to their own whimsical ways and misled everybody without profit even for themselves. One should therefore be very careful of demoniac godless persons. According to the words of Lord Krishna, even if a godless demon is very well educated, he must be considered a mudha, naradama, and mayaya aprahita jnana. Om ajnana timirandasya jananjana shalakaja chakshur ummilitam jena tasmai sri guruve namaha. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin iti namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Shatarine Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Sorry. The nature of the demons is being described, and the fact that in despite of all the external manifestations of expertise, education, power, skills, achievements, in despite of all that external display of opulences, the fact is that the demoniac civilization is very foolish, it's not very intelligent. And when you scratch the surface of all that external display, you find actually quite extremely foolish position, that act very unintelligent, and it becomes exposed quite often when either, yeah, it becomes exposed, you know, in circumstances when the power of the Krishna's creation or confronted by Krishna's instructions or Krishna's devotion or Krishna's devotees, it becomes quite exposed, the foolishness of this materialistic society. And Krishna himself explains that this word mayaya aprahita jnana. So there is jnana, there is knowledge, there is education, but everything becomes completely taken and covered by illusion. So the fact is that materialistic ways of life is based on a very unintelligent and backward approach to reality and to life. And Prahlad Maharaj described the materialistic society as durashaya ye bahut artha manina. Durashaya, the words that describe the demoniac or the materialistic society is Krishna describes as duskritina. Duskritina means that they have no good qualities, no good how you say, sukriti or kriti is qualities. So there is no good qualities on the materialistic society. Prahlad Maharaj used the word durashaya. Durashaya. Durashaya means that there's so caught and ambitious, and they have this fixation that they will become happy by enjoying this material world. The word durashaya or durasha is it breaks down. Asha is explained that it means hope, and dur is impossible, is something that is basically impossible, an impossibility. So durashaya means that is an impossible hope to fulfill. Durashaya, so they have the hope to being able, by manipulating the material energy, and by doing this with the material energy and using the material energy this way, they be happy. And so durashaya is the impossible hope. They so fixated in that this is the way of being happy in life, and they can be moved from that. So this is the materialistic way of life. Bahir artha maninas. Bahir artha. Bahir means externals, the same object, external things. So one gets caught only on these external things. Don't go beyond. And because all these external things, artha means things that are of valuable. So they only consider valuable, the only things that I consider valuable are external things, material things. And that's where they the life goes. But Prahlad Maharaj said, the fact is that they have no clue what is the actual interest. Nate vidhu. Nate vidhu. Vidhu means that they don't know. Vidhu means to know. Nate vidhu means they don't know what is the swartha gatin. Nate vidhu swartha gatin hi vishnum. Swartha it means what is your own interest, what is your real personal interest, what is good for you. They don't know, they don't understand what is something for their benefit. And what is that is the swartha gatin, or the gatin hi vishnu, that the goal of life. They don't understand that beyond all this external manifestation of the material energy, there is the goal of life. The goal of life, the source of all happiness, is worship of Lord Vishnu. It's connecting to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the position of the materialistic, demoniac society is all based on a fallacy. It's all based on an illusion. But they're Durashaja. They're very proud and very stuck into that. And the sad thing is that we just came from this wonderful meetings of devotees, this retreat in Gitanagari, in which the Vanashram social structure were discussed, and the recordings are coming. It was extremely inspiring. One of the things that were touched in those discussions of Vanashram is the importance of education. And one of the things that Prahlad Maharaj says here is that this demoniac or this materialistic persons, because the context in which Prahlad Maharaj says this verse is within the context of Hiranyakashipu questioning him about, you know, why are you not following your teachers, you know, and just like we all have done, you know. Here's the sons of Sukracharya. You know, Sukracharya is the seminal guru of all the demons, all the daitas, and in the educational system that Sukracharya established for the demons, he have his two sons. What's his name? Sanda and Amarga. Amarka, no? They were teaching all the princes of the demons this materialistic way of life. So that's the context. And Prahlad Maharaj says that actually they have no clue of what is the real interest. They think that the real interest is all this material happiness that is fixated in material objects, on all external things. And then he says that they actually blind and dajatan dire upanija manas. That basically the system of education is blind leading the blind. And then what is the result of a blind person, someone who doesn't know what the real interest is? educating someone else that is blind to and leading into what? Tepisha tantriyan urudamni badha. Badha means bound. You ended being bound by this basically fruitive work that bounds you with the very strong ropes of the three modes of material nature. So, a blind following the blind system of education. So, the whole demoniac civilization at the end proved to be completely foolish and destructive and complete nonsense. And then this particular pastime exposes this flaw of the demons. It's funny actually, if you analyze it, because the personality of Godhead and the great devotees of the Lord, they understand the psychology of this demoniac society. And as followers of the personality of Godhead, as followers of the devotees of the personality of Godhead, we also are meant to learn to understand this psychology, to be able to deal with it. You know. So, the situation is that you have, that was here, is that Krishna arranged for a truce. The devotees have to work together with the demons. But in that truce, the personality of Godhead is leading the devotees on how to deal with the demons in such a way that you understand the psychology of the demons, and then you use it in such a way that the devotees will be protected always, that the purpose is protected, and the demons, by using their psychology, then they also will benefit. The personality of Godhead and the representatives of the personality of Godhead, understanding their psychology, they make arrangements by trick them, basically, into situations that will actually be beneficial for them. But it's very clever. In this situation, they have to work together, and then they have to produce, and there's a goal to produce this nectar that was the enticing element. You know, you have to have something that shows, okay, this is a fruit that is very enticing, so therefore we can work together. We need each other to produce this. So that's understanding the psychology. They are materially, or they are fruitive, you know. They want something to enjoy. And the promise of a nectar, of a beverage that can give them great life strength, force. Basically, it was so powerful that it was called the nectar of immortality. Of course, there's no such a thing of immortality in the material world, but it was so powerful that you become so strong and healthy that you can live basically, you know, from such a long time that it can be considered like eternal within the sphere of this temporary world. So they were really like, yes, we want this. And okay, it makes sense. Then we can work with the demigods. Their mentality is competitive. Because their mentality, the materialistic mentality is, you know, you have to look for number one. And who's number one? Clear. Who's, you may not know who's number one, but I know who's number one. So the mentality is competitive. We always want, the materialistic mentality is that we always want to have the edge. You know, have this, have, you know, the how you say it? The upper hand. So that's the situation. You have to use this king of snakes, Vasuki. Because Vasuki was gigantic. So you needed something that was supposed to be a very strong rope to go around this gigantic mountain. What's it called, the mountain? Got a blank. What is the name of the mountain? Mandara Mountain. And but the detail is that it's a snake, and through the mouth of the snake, it's a snake that spit fire. You know, like I don't know, someone may have, you know, in just, this is what naturally comes. As the snake becomes, you know, excited, fire comes. This type of a snake. So the mouth was a very dangerous place to be by Vasuki. Vasuki cannot, he couldn't control speeding fire. It's not, you know, it's like, I don't know, the devotees in Kirtan can control saying Haribo or something, or fans can control saying, you know, whatever, or things like that. You know, it can control it. It comes out. So, well, you know, Vasuki is not an ordinary, you know, yeah, one may say it like that. But nevertheless, whatever, the fire, it was a dangerous place to be by the head because of the speeding of fire. But Lord Ajita, understanding the psychology of these people, the demons, he say that whatever we do, they think, oh, one second, why are you doing that? You know, the competitive nature will come out, and then they want to do the contrary. And they think that everybody else think that way. You know, they want whatever my competition is doing, they're probably thinking, you know, to have the upper hand. So, you know, you're always suspicious. Oh, okay, why are they doing this? Oh, the Russians are building, you know, some thing to go to the moon. You know, I mean, you supposedly, you know, so we have to be first there, you know. So then there's this competition, you know, who go first, and then when you go, you know, you just supposedly, you know, go to a, according to them, Prabhupada question this, but nevertheless, the whole endeavor of trillions of dollars just brought some stones and dust out of this place that, and you know, who forgets, you know, what kind of banner, you know, was there in the moon anyway. We Americans, we cannot live in the moon, so who cares, you know. So anyway, this silly endeavor to compete, oh, if they're doing this, no, we should do it first. So the demons say, wait a minute, why do they have the head? Usually the tail, the feet, the lower part of the body is the inauspicious. The auspicious part is the head. We are, you know, we are famous, powerful, educated, accomplish, why should we take the tail, the inauspicious part? We should have, you know, the head, the, you know, more, how would you say the word, the, you know, dignified, more, you know, dignity, you know, and the whole thing. So then when they say like that, without considering, actually analyzing, wait a minute, actually a better position is to hold the tail, because by the head of this snake is, you see, spitting fire. So who wants to be, you know, basically in this, you know, burning yourself by the head of, so, but they didn't think like that. They just think, we have to get the upper hand. We have to do, we have to beat them on that. So we want the head. So Lord Ajita said, sure, you get the head. They take the tail. So the result was that they were all being burned, you know, as they churning, they were all being scorched. So they were all blackened, you know, by the whole thing, and, you know, suffering like anything. So that was the result of that decision. So it shows the stupidity and it shows the silliness. It's actually funny how they get tricked. It's like, you know, dealing with very unintelligent people. And Prabhupada gives the example of that their thing is that they will do always the contrary of what the devotees of the demigods or the you know, the pious people would do. So whatever is there that the devotees of Krishna is presenting, oh no, it should be the contrary. So, and that's what the civilization is about. So everything that is valuable for them, in one sense, when you ultimately analyze it, you know, there are many things that are completely contrary what is beneficial. So Prabhupada gave the example of cow protection. They can understand, you know, why in the world you want to protect a cow. Protect a dog, you know, and you protect a cat, you know, and then there's so many silly animals that, you know, that they, basically they are, the only thing that they produce is, you know, stool. You know, they have to basically that's what they collect out of this animal when they you know, go around, you know, walking very happily and proud. And they dress the creature, you know, and, you know, you can see there is great satisfaction and love in protecting these creatures. And then they go on collecting, you know, the products of the creature, which is, you know, waste. And they cannot understand why in the world you want to protect a cow. And they come up with actual scientific, you know, we will say, well, we want to protect the cow because it's such an amazingly valuable creature for, you know, human life and society. The cow, everything that comes out of the cow is useful. Like, there is nothing that the cow produces that is not useful, including the waste of the cow. Is extremely useful and purified. And there's other cultures, you know, that traditionally is using all the products of the cows. Like, and this is universal, not just in India. If you go to villages in India, you can see that the stool of the cow, the cow dung, is used to purify the houses and to make the houses, you know, more healthy. They have a quality that is antiseptic and rejects, you know, a pest. Pest becomes rejected by the cow dung. So, you know, they cover the walls, they cover the floor with cow dung, and they also use the cow dung for fuel. and is the best fuel, better than wood, because it burns, you know, very steadily and also for a long time. So they have use for this. And then one time we were, you know, to visit South Africa to my wife's family, and then we go to these settlements in which they show, you know, the culture of the native, you know, Africans, you know, villages, and then they follow the same principle. They use the cow dung for the same thing, and in South America, same thing. So traditionally and worldwide, in ancient cultures, they use the cow, everything that comes out of the cow. And what to speak, I mean, if we're just talking about the ways, what to speak of the milk? That in our tradition, in the scriptures, is explained that this the milk is considered nectar. This amrita that is refers here, and is quite something, because the nectar that comes out of the churning of the milk, ocean, is this amrita. So milk is considered amrita. It's extremely beneficial, and all the products of milk are extremely beneficial and especially designed for nourishing man, humankind. And the demoniac society, they use the so-called scientific knowledge to prove that no, actually milk is very bad. You should not drink milk. It will create all kinds of, you know, disease and this and that, and, you know, therefore milk is not good. But beef, oh, that's very nutritious. So you should kill it. You should, you know, bring up cows for eating their flesh. So that is their position. It's completely contrary. But the fact is that that decision itself is completely against their own interest. The fact is that it has been proven that to cultivate to the land that is used for the massive slaughter of cows, if it's used, and the food that is the grains that are produced to feed the cows to actually kill them afterwards, you know, everything is that for the interest of human society to be fed, you know, is very bad in comparison. If you use this land to produce, you use to produce those grains instead of giving it the use it for this massive enterprise of cow killing, you use that also for feeding people. Instead of trying to massively use the milk of the cow and then, you know, to produce it, to have it in a more massive, you know, production, you feed the cows with all kinds of, you know, chemicals. And I mean, the whole thing is so demoniac. And at the end, it creates all kinds of disease and for people. So that's the demoniac civilization. And the worst thing is that the point that was made during this Vanashram conference of education, that's the indoctrination and education that we receive, you know, in this materialistic society, is basically learning the means of the demons. And therefore, just like Prahlad Maharaj, he just called it for what it is. It's actually a Durashaya. Is an impossible, is an illusion. It's a civilization, a system of education that is based on illusion, on an impossible hope that you can be happy in this material world just by the manipulation of the material energy. No understanding of their own interests. So it's important to create, you know, a system of education, a lifestyle that goes along with the instructions of Krishna. That's the purpose of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to create this Gita Nagari village. That's the Srila Prabhupada's Gita Nagari manifesto, that is a village. Nagari means a village. It's a village that exemplifies the teachings of the Gita, Gita Nagari. And that's what we meant to show. That's why, you know, that's the importance of creating, you know, not only the importance of education on the social structure and the goal of that is based on the goal of life, that is the worship of Lord Vishnu and following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as given in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, like that. So, any comments or questions? Back to Marcel Prabhu. No? Okay. Okay, so we can finish here. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.